Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
A dimly lit room deeper than the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound in a brand new week where all of your dreams could come true. Your kids become stars at school.
I'm so proud of you.
You become a star at work. Your marriage has never been better. Your ship comes in. Or this could be the week where it all falls apart. Really good. Just go to... I almost dropped an S-bomb.
Go ahead.
And today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
I don't know, what kind of mood are you in? I was tempted to go with the Germans. Looking at the whole do we send them tanks controversy in Ukraine, I was thinking of going with the Chiefs, the Bengals, the 49ers, and the Eagles. Four teams left in the NFL playoffs.
Right.
I don't know. Biden under siege. If we were a cable news show, I'd go with that one with a fancy graphic. Biden under siege.
Biden under siege?
Yes. Red letters. Big red letters.
I got two things. I'm worried the first one will get me way off track, so I'll just try to make it short. The motive is they're crazy. Okay, that's the end of that story.
Oh.
That's the searching for the motive. The motive is... they're psychotic or have some
sort of crazy angry person who wanted to hurt other people.
They have some
sort of through here. We're through.
They have some sort of psychosis. Their brain doesn't work right. How often do we find out in these stories, talking about the shooting in California, how often do we find out in these stories these people were crazy people? And I mean that like literally crazy. Their brains don't work right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So trying to establish a motive, who the hell is that for? Why do we continue down this road? Now, we'll find out more. Remember, I was talking to somebody yesterday. I said, We have a rule on the Armstrong and Getty Show. Pretty much everything you hear in the first 24 hours turns out to be wrong, as have been several things that I heard early in the shooting. But God dang it, the guy up in Idaho, he's spent the last 10 years of his life, he sees snow all the time everywhere he looks because his brain is so broken. What was the other one? There's a, the guy who killed his wife and was Googling how to dismember a body, after he killed her and everything like that. He had been in a mental institution for like 15 years and declared a sociopath. I mean, we got the crazy people.
Right.
Now,
there may be no greater gulf between us and the mainstream media than their reflexive, never-ending hammering of this question.
Right.
And our belief that, listen, it's a crazy, angry person who wanted to hurt other people. Let's move on to the other questions, like how can it be prevented? What was his motive? So what was the minor gripe of some crazy person? That's what you're obsessing over?
So, like, I don't know if this is still operative or not. He was angry or something. That is, his wife was going to the dance and she didn't want him to come or something like that. So, whatever. Nobody who's not crazy reacts to that by murdering 10 people and hoping to murder a bunch of other people. So, if you want to jump into the conversation of how we keep guns out of the hands of crazy people or something, that's perfectly reasonable. But the whole motive thing, whatever. Anyway, the other thing.
Point number two.
The other story that has been a burr in my saddle, most of the media, not all of the media, refusing to use the term FBI when they're talking about the people who were searching Joe Biden's house. Here's the reality of what happened over the weekend. The freaking FBI was searching a sitting president's home. That is an extraordinary thing. Yes. Holy crap, that's an extraordinary thing. But every news outlet, like 99% of the reporting I heard, Justice Department officials working in conjunction with the Biden team were continuing to locate documents. The FBI was searching the president's home is what was happening.
Not a joke.
CBS on Face the Nation finally, what's his name? The guy I had dinner with. What's his name? The White House correspondent.
Nobody knows.
Ed.
Ed O'Keefe.
He said, an FBI agents are searching the president's home. This is a big deal. This is unprecedented. I thought, wow, you actually said it out loud. Everybody else but Fox is going with Justice Department officials working with Trump lawyers have decided to.
Biden lawyers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Biden lawyers. It's true. That's the great thing about good spin. It's not the truth. It's not a lie. It's just lacking context. It helps, paint a different picture. Sounds very benign, though. Justice Department officials working with Biden lawyers as opposed to the FBI is searching the president's home, which is what was happening.
You know, you, me, and everybody listening could call the FBI and say, hey, why don't you come search my home? They'd say, what? We're busy. Click. But obviously, they are searching the president's home because, A, there is a problem with classified documents, which we've all been following, and B, the Biden Justice Department believes it's incredibly important for them to come clean in some major way right now, which, and I still say this doesn't amount to much. This No. ends up with a much ado about nothing, but you can see the level of concern there at the White House.
I think the evidence that Democrats are concerned. Well, some Democrats are on various TV shows saying this is terrible. I mean, what is he doing? But the fact that they all now immediately pivot to, well, it's not near as bad as Trump. Because they got nowhere else to go now. There is nothing else to say. Because, I mean, almost everything that the president and the White House have said has turned out to be, either wrong or a flat out lie, depending on how you want to look at it. So you've got to just go immediately to the Trump card. Well, it's not as bad as Trump. So you can get into that argument.
I didn't actually go to law school. Some days I wish I had because I'm not real clear on the legal principle of that case is worse than mine. Now, is that like in a single courtroom over the course of a year? Yeah. Or if you murder somebody, but another guy murdered two people, is that like within a given month that you get off because of that? Or is it like same day at that courtroom?
If I get pulled over going 110, can I say I once saw a guy going 140?
Well, if somebody got pulled over at 140 that day, you get off. Mm. That's the principle of that guy's worse.
Well, I think it's more an indication of what else you're going to do. I mean, you got to put up some sort of defense, and that's down to the only thing they've got left.
So here's a question I've been asking, and I'm the only one probably because it's a bad question. But if you were to Search Barack Obama's joint and his office.
You'd find a
and
tan
his garage.
Suit.
His garage, which is locked with his Bentley probably or whatever.
You'd find
and
a tan
Hillary's.
Suit. And you'd find no birth certificate. No long form birth certificate. Yes, Michael.
And a Koran.
You're not helping.
And a Koran.
And oh my God. The two of you. You're like children. It is impossible to have an adult discussion around here.
Wow. What was your point?
Search all of their places. Does everybody have a document?
That'd be my guess.
How about Pence and Mike Pompeo and I'm trying to think.
Well, they're
you know,
more,
just name them.
They're more recent to the federal government. I got to believe if you search anybody who's been in the federal freaking government for 50 years, because a lot of this stuff goes back to his senator days, you're going to find all kinds of crap. Because they don't
but
take
Bill
it that
Clinton, Al Gore, Dick Cheney.
Right.
Do they all
Dick
have
Cheney,
stacks
good example.
Of this stuff?
Good example, Dick Cheney, who's been was in Washington for decades and decades.
Yeah.
He was sec def way back in the 70s. I mean, so
wearing bell-bottom jeans with his long hair.
So, yeah, I'm guessing he's got, half dozen classified documents at one of his homes. Yeah, and well, because they don't treat it like a big deal, because it's not. You know, back to our main theme, which is we don't think it's as big a deal. It's a political story as opposed to a national. It's not a national security story.
The border is wide open, and gangsters from Central America are pouring in by the thousands. For instance, six figures worth of Americans are dying every year from fentanyl overdoses sent our way by the delightful Mexican drug cartels. I'm not saying you shouldn't investigate. I'm just saying in terms of the media fever and attention of this crap, it is wildly out of proportion to stories that really matter to Americans. How about, you know, inflation, the economy? Is the Fed really doing the right thing by trying to squash inflation as hard as it can? You know, these are questions that matter. Are college degrees really necessary? And why or why not?
Love that growing story.
The paper ceiling, they call it, Jack.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, it's good. I like it. It's clever. If you don't have a diploma, you can't rise to that. It's the paper ceiling.
Gotcha.
The sheepskin ceiling, if you went to a nice university.
Gotcha. So we have much to talk about today. Let's start the show officially. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It's Monday. I'm doing this with a high ankle sprain. Do you realize that?
Oh, my.
January 23rd, the year 2023. No donuts for me in 23. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Okay, let's begin then officially, according to FCC rules and regs. Here we go. Leaping into action at Mark.
What's amazing about all this is it takes us to the question of why were these documents here? Well, now that we learn that some of these go back to his Senate time, you know, clearly he's become a serial classified document hoarder.
POTUS hoarders, tonight on The Learning Channel.
But we're so used to extraordinary things in the last half dozen years. Imagine this landing pre-Trump. It was Barack Obama or George Bush or something like that. The FBI searching their personal home over the weekend. Oh, my God. I'm just so used to this sort of thing now. It's just,
The extraordinary is now ordinary, Jack. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So how does mailbag look?
It's good. I'm looking forward to it.
So I just saw the former ambassador to Ukraine on one of your cable news channels talking about how the war in Ukraine is going to end. And it's the first time I've heard anybody spell it out as clearly and all that sort of stuff. So we got a number of things we can talk about today. Yeah, like Joe said, I think the Germans are about to give and the Ukrainians are going to get the big tanks, the cool tanks. All in the way, our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
On a roll of dropping my phone lately. I think I've dropped it 5 times in the last week. Starting to get the look of the person whose life is not going well.
The cracked iPhone screen is the missing front tooth of the modern era.
It really is. Your life is not going well, is it, sir?
Oh, so sorry for the judgmentalism, folks. Really?
It's true.
Happy Monday to one and all. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. I love this. Love this. And we'll get back to Abe Lincoln soon enough, but this was sent along by beloved listener Anna Fyodor Dostoevsky from the Brothers Karamazov. He's a Ruski, you know. But he's not down with Putin, I'm certain of that. Quote, above all, don't lie to yourself. The man who lies to himself and listens to his own lie comes to a point that he cannot distinguish the truth within him or around him and so loses all respect for himself and for others. And having no respect, he ceases to love.
So which one of the brothers said that? The younger one who wanted to be a priest? Or?
I'm guessing, that's a good guess. I don't recall that passage specifically. I was a very young man when I was made to read Dostoevsky, probably too young to appreciate most of it, although Crime and Punishment remains one of my all-time favorite books. It's an incredibly powerful book. Moving along to Mailbag.
You know, I feel like we left out of our last segment mentioning that they found more documents at Biden's home over the weekend. We didn't actually say that out loud. They found more documents at his home over the weekend.
Seems like everywhere they look, they find more.
Really quite extraordinary.
This idea is a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, I have no regrets, he said last week. Really? None? Okay.
Roger and the People's Republic. Well, he's lying to himself like Dostoevsky warned us not to, huh? Roger and the People's Republic of Portland writes, was so looking forward to hearing about the shaved beagle again during Clips of the Week. Terribly disappointed it didn't make the cut. Maybe you could replay it this week. Don't think I've ever laughed harder at anything on your show. I remember vaguely something about a shaved beagle.
I do too.
I don't remember the context or anything.
I remember laughing really hard, too.
Yeah. Well, any man who will shave his beagle is not to be trusted. He's a man who will do about anything. Mm. Now, we could do a little of this, little of that, Jack, or we have a comment from not one but two professional stunt actors on the Alec Baldwin thing.
Oh, cool.
We want that for mailbag? I got it right here.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've been wondering why the heck they have a live gun anywhere near a movie studio at all.
Well, Jared and Jefferson, the professional stunt actor brothers who've been listening for a long time and occasional correspondence, always good to hear from them, says, in regards to Alec Baldwin using a real gun, it is, or was before this anyway, fairly standard to use a real gun on set. These live guns often fire blanks to help actors that have never used real guns to feel the recoil and to create the muzzle flash so tens of thousands of dollars don't have to be spent adding them as special effects during the post process. Many times stunt guns have a pin added so that only blanks can fit and anything with a bullet will not.
These were personal guns owned by the armorer that she took out to a firing range the night before and shot real bullets with. Therefore, not stunt guns. And Alec hired her. Also, even as an actor or stuntman, if there are live weapons on set, there should be a safety meeting for everyone every day. If you're any kind of professional, you know that any weapons, real or stunt, are never to be pointed directly at anyone, even while carrying it between takes. Even during a shot, you're trained to aim it 15 degrees to the side of your target. Even blanks can still shoot shrapnel and powder out of the barrel and hurt someone. This was inexcusable and entirely Baldwin's fault for not having proper gun safety on his set. Many productions have now changed to only dummy guns because of this event. Then an incredibly long sign-off that is, don't ever point a gun at something you don't want to hurt.
Yeah, that is...
So he was at fault as the producer and as the guy with the gun in his hand.
That's interesting. So if they put that correspondent on the stand, which they could as an expert witness, I'm in the jury? Okay, you got to convince me that's not true, or I think Alec Baldwin is really guilty of something.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's remarkable. It's refreshing. It's very useful to have someone who knows what the hell they're talking about way into the discussion. And we thank you, fellas.
So seldom happens anywhere on right. any discussion.
Just have a cable news panel jabbering.
So what went on over the weekend? We'll catch up on some of that. If you missed an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Imagine being the German Chancellor right now. You're upping German defense spending to 2% of GDP, no longer relying so much on Russian energy, and you're sending massive military aid to Ukraine. Not enough, your critics say. Now they want you to send those battle tanks to Donbass, despite the bitter history of German tanks rolling toward the Russian border during World War II.
I didn't realize that was playing a role in this whole thing. The Germans, at various levels, have a problem with the look of German tanks rolling through Ukraine toward the Russian border, all because of World War II. That is a yes. lot of what their hesitancy is, which seems... kind of weird, really.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that more later. The German people, Germany, has a I don't want to make light of any mental illness problems. It has a serious, serious PTSD over World War II.
It would seem so, yeah.
To the point that it can barely function. In a way that I don't think we can relate to as Americans at all, but it's an interesting deal.
So there was a number of developments over the weekend. It started with Germany saying, all right, Poland can give some of our tanks to Ukraine. Because they had, up until that point, not only would Germany not give some of their tanks, they wouldn't allow any of the other countries to pass along some of the German tanks, but they gave in on that, and then it seems like there's been a bit of a break in the dam, and now they're starting to send talking about sending tanks themselves. So that'll be a pretty big deal, I think.
So they're comfortable with German tanks rolling over Poland. Okay, just keeping track here.
Oh, jeez. See, that's the problem, man. That's why they have the PTSD. People like you make comments like that.
Well, no. My point is that you're okay with that? You're okay with them being in Poland, but not in Ukraine? Come on.
Anyway, so the Washington Post story over the weekend, U.S. warms to helping Ukraine target Crimea. The Biden administration is considering now the argument that Kyiv needs to be able to strike at Crimea and drive the people out. Originally, the Biden administration had been saying, no Russian territory, and you're not pushing them out of Crimea. And now apparently the Biden administration is saying, yeah, I think we're kind of liking the sound of that idea. We hear what you're saying. So push them clear the hell out. So anyway, we can talk more about that later. Number of thoughts from a number of smart people you will hear.
Yeah, difficult to know whether that's a sincere wish or a bargaining chip, but we will discuss. You know, speaking of conflicts, and this one, you know, the conflict in Ukraine is of enormous historical significance and significance currently. But I think the story that may have been underreported more than any, or would it be less than any, the most underreported story of the last couple of weeks was the gigantic battle to arrest old El Chapo Jr. in Mexico.
I heard a little bit about this. That's the drug kingpin who's in jail, his son.
Exactly, who took over the family business.
Oh, he did. Okay, so he was running the cartel then?
The Sinaloa cartel, yeah, indeed. And this is of significance, folks, of course, because, and this is the reason I bring it up, the crap we get obsessed over, whether we the media or we the American people or whomever you want to talk about, the stuff that is, it's sometimes kind of jazzy and exciting and it's conflicty and it's, you know, Trump versus Biden or whatever, R versus D, blah, 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 beltway crap is so overrated or overreported in terms of its day-to-day importance to real Americans' lives. 100,000 people a year are dying of drug overdoses in the United States. The vast majority of it, fentanyl, and all of that is coming from the Mexican drug cartels. 100,000 people a year. If you had a dozen people die because Corporation X was manufacturing a dangerous lawnmower that tended to break apart and its blade hit you in the chest and kill you. If a dozen people died, there would be a national obsession with
it. Oh, yeah. It would be such a huge story.
So we have six figures of people croaking it every year on fentanyl. Many of them, especially, you know, in the last couple of years and currently, with no earthly idea that they're taking fentanyl. They're getting poisoned. They're being given a substance they didn't ask for. Increasingly, interestingly enough, the dealers are just selling fentanyl. We can't get you heroin. We can't get you anything. Here's some fentanyl. Don't worry about it. The dose is right. And the poor junkies, you know, on their knees, go ahead and take the fentanyl. Anyway, so it's in terms of actual cost to human life, it is a mind-bogglingly large story. But this was practically ignored. In the pre-dawn hours of January 5th, hundreds of Sinaloa cartel gunmen raced to Jesus Maria, Mexico. Hundreds of them in armored pickup trucks, makeshift tanks. They were trying to rescue their boss from Mexican soldiers who had laid siege to his ranch, according to residents, gang members, and Mexico's own military. But the small army of gunmen proved no match for the actual army, which used gunships to strafe the convoy of pickup trucks rigged with makeshift armor and high-caliber guns in the capture of Ovidio Guzman, the son of El Chapo. So, you know, and perhaps properly so, a couple of the, like, brass of the military walk with Trump to that church during that protest. And we, you know, oh, my God, it's the militarization of that. That was wrong for the president. And, you know, those are pretty interesting conversations. I'm not saying they're not worth having. You have hundreds of soldiers using machine gun wielding gunships to battle hundreds of cartel members in a battle that cost 19 cartel members and 10 soldiers lives. right across the border over the arrest of a giant criminal organization's kingpin. We were defeated, said a 30-year-old cartel gunman brandishing an AK-47 rifle and pistols. They were better prepared. Then they go into the Sinaloa cartel, along with its rival, the Jalisco New Generation cartel, which sounds a little bit like a 1960s vocal group name, the Jalisco New Generation cartel. Kind of mamas and papas sound I'm picturing. Anyway, they control a burgeoning trade in fentanyl, which caused most of the 107,000 overdose deaths in the U.S. in 2021. We're still counting up the dead people from 2022. We'll get back to you when we get those numbers together. Much of it is produced in makeshift laboratories near the state capitol. The flow of fentanyl into the U.S. was at the top of the agenda between old man Biden and his Mexican counterpart. What do they call him? AMLO? And they mentioned, they quote in this article in the Wall Street Journal extensively from one of the chemists with the cartel who says, yeah, we laid low for about a week, but now we're up and cranking again. We're making as much cartel, as much fentanyl as we ever did. So that's nice. And the chemist who runs a fentanyl lab and pill factory near unpronounceable said the hundreds of gunmen mobilized by the cartel to try to rescue Mr. Guzman showed his strength. Quote, if they kill 200 people, 500 more will pick up their rifles. Final note on this. Did you see in Central California, the cartels executed 6 people in a home in the Central Valley, including a 16-year-old mother and her little baby, or an infant, shot to the head, the 6-month-old infant. By the cartels. They are now operating enthusiastically in the United States of America. Watch any newscast you want tonight and tell me whether they're talking about this. And you know why they're not? I have a theory on that after a quick word from our friends at Lear Capital. It's pathetic. Anyway, you know what was not pathetic? It was just shocking. Was the stock market dropping 24% last year? But some people weren't nearly as worried as a lot of us because they owned gold. And even with experts predicting a recession around the corner, gold prices remain shockingly low. Still a bargain.
So now is a good time to invest in gold. One CNBC expert predicts gold could go up 100%, hitting $4,000 an ounce this year. So the founder of Lear Capital, Kevin DeMeritt, said during the recession of 2008, gold shot up over 50% and helped investors secure their savings and retirement accounts against loss. That was a good way to protect yourself.
With over 25 years of experience and exceptional Trustpilot rating and their risk-free investor pledge, Lear Capital is the choice to trust. Get your free wealth protection investor guide and receive up to $15,000 in free bonus gold based on the value of your purchase. Visit LearArmstrong.com for more information. There's lots of it there. LearArmstrong.com.
Uh-oh, so, got some breaking news around that horrible shooting. It appears that the gun that the shooter had was illegal in the state of California. So not only is he a mass murderer, he has no respect for our gun laws.
That's strange, because you'd think somebody willing to slaughter dozens of innocent humans would pay attention to gun laws. At least that's what we're asked to believe.
More on that later.
Yeah, back to the cartel thing and the lack of coverage of the story. And this is so weak. So pathetic. I think the story is underreported in spite of the 107,000 Americans who died from drug overdoses because of some vague, well, we don't want to criticize Mexican people feeling in the mainstream media. Tell me I'm wrong. Well, it seems like we're against immigrants or we're hard on Mexico and Mexicans. And it almost sounds a little bit like Trump saying they're sending us their drug dealers and rapists. And we don't want to say that. So 100,000 people dropping dead in the prime of life. We'll ignore that because of a vague feeling of uncomfortableness saying anything critical of brown people. I think that's how freaking stupid our media is. Stupid is the wrong word. Delusional and ruled by their emotions. I hereby accuse you, lemmings. What is your response?
Lemmings, what is your response? Oh, God.
Man, I'd like to get some of your Margaret's Brennan and your Chuck's Todd and your New York Times columnists and Sit him down for a while. You know, maybe they have to be restrained. I don't know. It's hard to say, but just ask him these questions. How do you answer? Talk to me.
So a couple more things while we're on this topic. A brand new poll has just come out, and a majority of Americans blame Joe Biden for the border crisis. You see those poll numbers a lot in like right-leaning media. My counter to that would be it just must not rank as a very big issue for people overall. So I think people do generally blame the Biden administration for the porous border. I just don't think the issue is as important as I would like it to be. So,
you know, I disagree somewhat just because the polls I've seen most recently, and I don't have them in front of me, admittedly, put the border situation, immigration, up pretty high.
And the other story,
I think people are exhausted by it. They're in despair because they've been hearing it for so long. Nothing ever happens.
The other story is that the Border Patrol nabbed 15 people that are on the FBI's terror watch list. Coming across the border in May?
15 in a month.
Yeah. And just looking at 1 month. So, yeah, wow, how different is that from the way we treated the FBI terror watch list shortly after 9/11, where we would have try to have our eyes on people all around the world? Now we have over a dozen try to come across the border into the United States, and it's still not enough to move the needle on getting a handle on the border. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Continued negotiations and talk over the weekend about the debt limit and where that whole thing is going and everything like that. I came across the most interesting chart about entitlements and the money that we say we've been paying in and we deserve back and that sort of stuff. Maybe we'll get into that in hour two, because that's a pretty good discussion. The talk over the weekend from a lot of Republicans is, well, Kevin McCarthy is going to demand cuts. Well, the president is still saying, I ain't negotiating on nothing. So that's a bit of a Mexican standoff, to harken back to earlier.
Oh, unfortunate. And also, coming from a couple of guys who highly value education, the university scam is coming to a close, perhaps.
Man, I hope that's true. Lots of stuff to talk about. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Final play, looks like barring a penalty. Prescott over the middle of the turkey. Gets smoked right away, and that'll do it. The 49ers back to the championship game.
The crowd roars their approval.
Oh, so that was the San Francisco 49ers winning their game. I actually wanted a different clip, but I'm blind, so I read the wrong number. I wanted the Bengals one to talk about that Joe Burrow guy. Is he the coolest guy ever or what? Man, is that one cool cucumber of a dude. There's a whole bunch of young quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, there was a period there where it seemed like, ah, man, Brady, Manning, all the guys, what's his name up in Green Bay? You know, there'll never be people like them again. And then all, lo and behold, here come like five that are going to be like them, and the league will be fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some great games over the weekend. A couple of snoozers, but you know, the medium sized blowout. The Bengals whooping up on the Bills. It was snowing like crazy. So games in the snow are already always fun to watch.
They are. Why is that? I'm actually looking up at a clip where they're all the Bengals are laying on the field doing snow angels. That was after they won. But.
What's not the like? The guy dives and he slides for 15 yards. That's just fun.
A couple of things I came across over the weekend. One, I saw this CBS News report. This was as the big meeting in Davos, Switzerland was wrapping up with the global elite getting together and telling us how to live our lives.
Yeah, my invitation must have gotten lost in the mail.
The CBS News headline was, "The World Economic Forum's annual meeting has increasingly become a target of bizarre claims from a glowing chorus of conspiracy theorists."
Love
and
this.
And one of the responses was, I thought it was hilarious, is, "The global elite says we want to manipulate global events." They say it out loud. That's what their speeches actually say all week long. Joe Public says the global elite want to manipulate global events. The mainstream media says Joe Public now making bizarre claims. Global elite want to manipulate global events.
Right. Right. We need to plan the economies, the economic, the environmental policies centrally. So there's coordination around the globe. Hey, all these people want to control all of our lives centrally. Another bizarre conspiracy theory by right-wing lunatics.
Yeah. And then I just saw this morning, and it pissed me off because of several things I was doing over the weekend. J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and several other lenders are teaming up to launch a new digital wallet for online payments, hoping to challenge PayPal and Apple Pay. I'm a big fan of competition, and competition making everybody better. So if there's a new, you know, a new horse in the race, then PayPal and Apple Pay will probably have to get better to compete with whatever this will be called, and we'll have many more options. Awesome. What I can't believe is when any time I'm filling out anything now, at this point, you know, in January 2023, where I have to type in my freaking credit card information. I can't believe that ever still happens. You don't have Apple Pay or PayPal, or you don't even have the little scan your credit card thing. I actually have to type in, I have to get the card out of my pocket and type in the numbers. What? Am I a caveman? How is this even possible still?
I guess they don't want to pay that small percentage to the services.
Well, okay, even if it's just the software in my phone, how am I still ever typing in my credit card information or my address or my email? I mean, how is that even possible ever?
That's for your protection, Jack.
There's got to be a way around that. There's got to be a way to make it not super easily hackable, but not have me ever again in my life type in my freaking email address. It's got to be a better way.
You keep talking about how cool it is that you pay with your watch.
Yeah, I love that.
And I haven't figured that out. I was in a store the other day, and I bought a bunch of stuff, and I said to the clerk, "My watch will pay." And he just looked at me, and I looked at him for like 5 minutes, and nothing happened, so I broke out my credit card. I got to figure out how that works.
Yeah, I pay for everything with my watch. I did that several times yesterday, and I always say to the person, "I love being able to pay with my watch." And they look at me like a crazy old man. And
all right, old man. These electric lights make it so much easier to see. Thanks, Granddad.
We had somebody angry us on the text line or email last week. There's a surprise. That didn't like calling Social Security an entitlement, I think. Has been paying in our whole lives.
Yeah, it's a technical term, for God's sake.
Well, it is an entitlement, is what it is. And it's going broke. And we'll talk more about that with some interesting charts for hour two. If you miss an hour of the show, you can get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.